Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Y a-t-il des questions? On est ici? Oui, oui.
Good old French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Not terribly popular these days, but quite the entertainer. Supermodel wife, his famous quick temper. You can search online and find dozens of red-faced tantrum shots and goofy-faced shots. Yes, the European press loves President Sarkozy. And the press has had quite the field day as President Sarkozy, near an open live mic during the G20 summit, was heard to be privately, he thought, chatting up President Obama by tearing down Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Sarkozy said, quote, "I can't stand him anymore. He's a liar." Obama replying, "You may be sick of him, but me, I have to deal with him every day." Yikes. And it's been a week of backstepping by the French government. But what do we really think about our leaders caught off guard? Is it out of context, or are we getting the real deal? Remember this scary joke from that former entertainer Ronald Reagan back in 1984, joking with reporters about the Cold War?
"I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes."
That remark was caught on a sound check before a serious speech about the Cold War, and it made European leaders with actual nuclear missiles on their soil and aimed at their cities rather tense. It became a campaign issue. It became a rap sample pop tune. One of the talking heads put this on the airwaves.
"My fellow Americans, we begin bombing in 5 minutes."
The problem is not the remark, it's the who said it thing. I mean, when you're a world leader, you can't escape the image of the guy with your finger on the nuclear trigger, launch the missiles, send in the Navy SEALs, "I want a drone over his house tomorrow" kind of thing. World leaders are human, sure, but their jokey candor venting is scary to hear. Napoleon making guillotine jokes? Yeah, that would fly.
"Pete can't stand him. Tupper thinks he's an idiot. Even Cerise says he's a pig."
"Sorry to interrupt, Miss Maroney, but the sound guys want their microphone back."
"So everyone can
hear everything you're saying, yes, ma'am."
There's a bit of stage candor, courtesy of the series 30 Rock. The issue is people not being aware that they are the context. They are the issue when they're leaders. So when Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, nastily calls a woman he's just met a bigot.
"Never put me with that woman. She's just this awful bigoted woman."
When Jesse Jackson is overheard talking about Hymietown up in New York, as he was back in the 1980s, or making an obscene comment about Barack Obama during the campaign in 2008 on mic.
"I'll run down the black people on this morning."
It's not about making a joke. It's about making a judgment. Or a judgment call.
"Did you really tell Senator Leahy bleep yourself?"
"I did."
Like Dick Cheney. Gotta love Cheney. He made a judgment to call a senator on the Senate floor an obscene name, and he's not about to back down.
"Any qualms or second thoughts or embarrassment?"
"No, I thought he merited it at the time." And we've since, I think, patched over that wound, and we're civil to one another now.
Presidents, vice presidents, they are the context. There's nothing else. Think about it. I mean, if Reagan had already outlawed Russia, as he said there, why did he have to start bombing in 5 minutes? And wouldn't you want to be at that next meeting between Netanyahu and Sarkozy? Memo to Nicholas. Hey, bring Carla along. Just a suggestion.
"We begin bombing in 5 minutes. We begin bombing in 5 minutes."